Perek Yud Aleph. Shar Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph. Okay, so we are discussing the contrast between human beings and malachim, and how, as much as malachim are in a certain way clearly not in our league, but in a much higher Kedusha Dika realm, on the other hand, they don't have the ability to move the needle. They get moved by the needle, but they can't move anything. So therefore, they are pure and pristine, and all that stuff. But are they the ones who make things go, who are able to really push things up and down? No, that's us. And then he says that's part of the dream of the Sulam in Yaakov Avinu's dream, was that you have this ladder where Malachim are going up and down, but it's all Mutzav Arts. It's all based on what's going on down here on Earth, because we are, in a very major sense, controlling what happens to them or what happens with them. Okay, so he says, Perek Yud Aleph. Yeah.
That's our power has been the overall theme of Shar Aleph. I never understood how this digression, seems like a digression, of the Kruvim and Rishim Reichai and Rishmal fits in to the parak.
How does that, one second, how does the whole thing about Rishim Reichai, I'm just thinking out loud, that was all about how we are supposed to function in this world, as far as our, I think that the connection was that our, what we do affects how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us.
So it was all just to say, well, I understand why one was crooked, but why is the other one crooked?
Yeah. It's sort of built into there, but it was all about how, but it is, his point seemed to have been that we even, in a sense, control that relationship.
Yeah, it just seemed very interesting.
It was long.
It was very interesting, but it seemed
But it
like,
was quite the digression. I hear. Yeah. Okay, I hear.
Well, unless I'm missing something.
Yeah, no, but I think...
But it is a physical manifestation of this concept.
The whole concept. The entire concept of the Kruvim is a physical manifestation.
Manifestation
you
of
you
us.
You actually see something in the physical world, so to speak, moving because of this.
Because of how we behave.
Right. Normally it's just
even though as you pointed out, I think, no one ever sees it.
Right.
The Kohen Gadol once a year.
Yeah. Right. No, they would pull it back. They would pull back the curtain and say, "Ruuchi baschem lefiyam makom." Okay, so now, Perek Yud Aleph. So now, v'zeo atam sha malachim ha-magdishim b'shmei marom. This is the reason that the malachim that say kedusha up in Shemayim, mamtinim milishalish kedushasam ad achar sha'anu mishalshin kedusha lamata. Right? So, they have to wait to say kedusha until we do. Avshe kedushasam lamala mikedusha seinu. I mean, they're doing a better job of it than we are. But still, they have to wait for us to trigger them. Lo shehim cholkin kavod liYisrael. They're not doing us, they're not trying to be mechabed klal Yisrael. That's not the point of it. Ela she'ein bekocham v'yecholtam klal mitzad atzmam liftoach piyam lahakdish liyotram. They do not have the koach or the ability from intrinsically in themselves to open their mouths to sanctify their Creator, ad aliyas kol kedushas Yisrael aleihem milmata, until the sound of kedusha of Klal Yisrael comes to them from down here.
Okay.
Why? Ki inyan amiris hakedusha, He ha'olas ha'olamos v'his kashrusa. V'his kashrusa. Saying Kedusha is the uplifting of olamos and tying to them. Kol olam ba'olam she'me'olav. L'hosif kedushasam v'tzachtzuach oram. The whole point is to set off like this chain of continued Kedusha outpourings, each one from the world above it. Ayin behilchos the pekude behechla tinyana resh mem zayin sof ayin beis b'inyan kedushas malachim haba mikoach amiras kedushas zeinu, that their kedusha comes from our kedusha, and these are the words v'ilein diamina amri sheirusa sherusa v'salki ruusa le'ela. So the ones on the right, they say shira, and that goes up on high. And then v'amri kadosh, and then they say kadosh. V'ilein d'smala amri shirasa, and the ones on the left, they say shira. V'salki ru'usa le'ela, and then that has good effect above. V'amri baruch, and they say baruch. U'mischabrin b'kadusha b'chol inon d'yadi l'katsha l'marehan b'yechuda. And then everyone, they all come together in order to give the yichud of kadusha. V'kulon kalilon alein ba alein biyichud achada, and then they all like come together in one yichud. Umis kashra on dabda, and they tie to each other. Adukulu is avidu kashura chada verucha chada, until they are like all tied together, and they're all one ruach. Umis kashron biinun de leelo lemahavi kulachad, until they all become one. Leistachlala dabda. And they're all fused into each other. Okay, so that's a description of what happens over, up above when all of this kedusha is being said and being unleashed. Okay, so v'ayim b'priyetz chaim b'chol parak gimel mishar chazaras ha'amida mevur sham kavanas inyan amiris ha'kedusha. So it clarifies that the concept of kedusha is shehu ha'olas v'his kashrus olamos elyonim, that it is the uplifting and the connection of the upper worlds, lahosif b'hem al yedei zeh tosefes kedusha va'ar elyon. It's adding to them an extra kedusha and an upper and this elevated light. V'ulai mizeh yatzam in hagan shal yisrael shenogim lahalos atzman be'is amiris ha'kedusha. And perhaps this is why, he says, we push ourselves upwards when we're saying Kedusha. Because what we're doing is we're taking our Kedusha and we are pushing it up. And then it's triggering and triggering and triggering and triggering up above. So, v'zeh ain't b'koach shum malach v'soref la'asosu ba'atz matchila. This is not something, who gets this ball rolling? Who's able to start this whole thing? The process can only be kicked off by us. Lezos lo yiftach piv ad aliyas hevel piem shel kedushas Yisrael kvutzei mata. So for this, the nothing can start. A malach can't open his mouth until it comes from down here, until we start this whole thing. So that's the kvutzei mata.
Aren't there other malachim that Kadosh Baruch Hu starts them up there? We have nothing to do. We don't have anything to do with them. Like sends them down for, Rafael, Gabriel.
As far as what?
They have a mission that starts with Kadosh Baruch Hu. See, these seem to start with us.
Right.
We ignite them. Aren't there others that just saying,
I don't know how that works. I'm saying, I guess everything could be technically argued that, it was generated by some sort of schus down here, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent that malach and...
Started saying shira. Specifically talking about malachim saying shira.
Right, okay, so this is not like a task.
This is kedusha, and in fact, on the bottom, he's mechalik between shira and kedusha. Because he says shira, even like animals say shira. Shira, praising Hashem is something that can be done and is done by everything that exists. Everything that Hashem created is lechvodo barasiv. So everything can express that Hashem's covered. The Kedusha, which is some sort of way of infusing Kedusha, don't ask me what that means exactly, but that is something that needs us to get that thing triggered.
But wait, going back, doesn't that ultimately create a hashpa on the world? Like, that it...
Yeah, well, then it goes up, and then it the original trickle-down theory.
So water evaporates, and then it comes down to rain.
Like that?
I need some of that trickle-down, yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what it's like. Exactly like water. Like the water cycle.
Yeah.
Exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it's not. So it's not just the shira. It's actually they would do something that would have an effect on the bria somehow.
Somehow. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Ve'ilu hayu kol Yisrael misofa olam va'ad sofo. Now, would all of the Jews from the beginning of the world to the end shoskim chas v'shalom bilomer kedusha? Natsi Kedusha, Memila Behechrech Hayu Gam Hema Nishtakim Milhaktish Kedushasam. They also would be unable to say Kedusha. Vayim Bezoyar Balak Zershamar Navi Beomdam Tarfena Kanfehem. Ratzalomar Kishi Yisrael Mata Omdim Shoskim. If Klal Yisrael down here is Shosek, Memila Tarfena Kanfehem Shalhamoni Mala. The wings of those up above are going to become weakened. Ki inyan amiris kedushasim hu gam bekanfehem. When they say kedusha, somehow it also happens through their wings. Uchma amaram kasev echad omer haiminayu ematu amrav chananel amrav osen sheomros behem shira. So there were six wings, and then something got reduced. Which one was it? It was the wings with which they say shira. Apparently, the wings played some sort of a role in their, you know, in whatever happened. Vainzor Chadosh Bereshis, Kolamula, Ela Shasham Pirish, Kanfeim, Lashon Knufya.
It was before the Korban and after the Korban, because the Levim stopped saying Shira.
Right.
So the Malchim stops, something like that.
Right. And again, so it's like once the Korban happens and things aren't right on our end, so then there's going to be less expression on their end. It all like fits this pattern.
It's more sizable. Yeah.
So the wings of the Chulim also, wasn't there like the Shekhinah at the end of them or something?
Between them, yeah.
Between them.
So yeah, so the wings, you know, somehow expressed something. Okay, Ulazos Hamon Svakos Mala, Kitos Yesh. So now, whatever's going on in those hosts up above, there are different groups. Achas Omer is Kadosh. Vehim has Serafim. The Serafim say Kadosh. Kamosh Kasev Behechalos Debereshis Ubekude Behechalot Tinyana Sham Membez Aleph Visham Remez Saif Amid Aleph Kamosh Kasev Yishai Serafim Omdimimalo Vikoraza Alzev Yomar Kadosh Vashenis Luumasa Meshavchim Viomrim Baruch. And then corresponding to them, you have the next group saying Baruch, v'him ofanim v'chayos, v'ofanim v'chayos ha-kodesh, barash kodam matzah matzah, v'him li'umas on Baruch yomeru, they say Baruch, and then, v'him ofanim v'chayos, k'mo sh'omer abasenu v'resh perek g'gid anasha, v'ika Baruch Baruch, ofanim hu da'amri lei, the Baruch is said by the ofanim, u'k'mo sh'sidru anshe genetz ha-gdol, b'kidushas yoter, sh'kol kat mekadeshes, k'fi mekora v'sharasha b'ha'olamos. So each group up above, they each have their role and they do their thing. Okay, Aval Yisrael Kvutzei Mata Omrim Shnehem. So in Shemayim the Malachim, so there's the Kadosh group, there's the Baruch group. We have the capacity to do it all. We can Kadosh and Baruch. Liosim Kololim Kol Hamakoros V'Hashrashim Yachad, because we are we kind of have it all together inside of us. So again, it's that we are the trigger for all of these things to happen. Now, the Ofanim play one role. The Serafim play another role, whatever those roles may be. So we get all this stuff rolling, and then the Serafim can do their Kadosh thing, the Ifanim can do their Baruch thing, and all of that is able to happen up above because we triggered it and because we set that snowball rolling. Vizehu Gamkein Inyan Amiris Perek Shira. This is also the concept of saying Perek Shira. Sh'amru Kol Omer Perek Shira B'chol Yoyim. Sh'al Yedei Amiris Ha'adamoso. When a person says it, Shu Kol Kochos Kulam, it basically is all the Kochos together. Hu Nosin Koach L'Hamalachim V'Hasarim Shal Kol Elu Habrios Sh'yomru Elu Hashiros. So you have all the animals and all the corresponding and all the things that have a Shira attached to them. So really it's that they have a sar, they have some sort of malach up above. And when we say the Shira, so we are really somehow giving the ability or giving the full ability, the full koach, to these malachim and sarim to say these shiros up above. V'ayidezeh, he moshem chiyusam v'shapam la'ashpia b'chal ha'tachtonim. And then when they say that up there, so then that causes all of the hashpa towards those beings down here. So if you want to save the whales, so sing the whale song, and then you sing its song, and then it's able to be mashpia back down here. So again, what he's explaining is that all of this stuff, the whole concept of kedusha, again speaks to the idea that who's ultimately doing the super heavy lifting? Who's got the Kedusha and is shining the Kedusha and is sending the Kedusha? It's the Malachim, right? We're just standing here and we're, half asleep saying Kedusha, whatever it is. However, without us, and obviously it should be done well, but without us doing it, nothing happens. Because any outpouring of anything has to start with us in this world, and then everything that's happening up in those olamos that we're not aware of, we're not aware of it. We don't know what it is. We're not sensitive to it, but it's only happening because of us. And all of malach kind is really only able to make any kind of maneuver or impact because we're the ones who are setting that off.
Electronics in a vacuum tube amplifier, you have a very small signal. And it goes up, down, it goes up and down fast, slower, etc. And it controls an enormously big circuit. And whatever you do into the microphone makes a huge, very loud circuit do exactly the same thing that was done down here. And this is where all the control is, even though it's much weaker.
Same idea. So it's okay. Interesting. That's good. Commercial.
Right. So, Tefillah or saying Kadosh, that is the recipe for this to happen. Right? You can't just say anything you want.
No, it's saying it, right?
What's interesting, I guess I didn't realize this, is Perek Shira is also has a kind of power. It's saying Perek Shira.
It has all of it.
Yeah.
If I heard correctly.
I mean, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We should start saying. Maybe we should, end the
chabur
with all saying.
Where were you for 8 of the last 9 years? Rabbi Rami was very big a parish.
I know.
Oh yeah.
We went through the right. We went through the safer. Yosef.
Parak Shir is the animals.
But
started.
It also has the
not
Bria.
Not just the animals.
What?
Yeah,
it has Bria. It has like the stalks of wheat. It has the,
It also has like the earth and the ground and stars.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's cool.
Yeah. When you get on a bus in Yerushalayim, every teenage girl who goes to some seminary has a Parak Shira. And they're all reading it in the entire bus.
That's what keeps you safe.
First, I thought they were saying Tehillim. And then I began to notice that, no, they're not saying Tehillim. They're saying Parak Shira. And again, they never stop.
It depends on the center.
I've never had a daughter, but I just want to know why teenage girls who are saying Tehillim always look like they're in pain.